The Girlfriend by Michelle Francis. Read by Antonia Beamish. Prologue. Monday, the 2nd of March. I love my son. That was all that counted. It didn't matter that she was about to do something heinous. An opportunity had been granted to her, a beacon of light through the devastating last few months. And Laura knew she had to take that opportunity. She'd agonized over it for hours, but now the decision was final. She felt a wave of terror at what she had to say. The words that were going to break her into pieces. This was the first time. She briefly considered rehearsing it, but the words, the word, wouldn't form properly in her head. Her instinct was to bat it away violently. Crossing to the sink in the ensuite bathroom just off his private room at the hospital, she looked at herself in the mirror hanging above. A brief check that her soul was still intact through her worn blue eyes reassured her. No flashing green irises, no demonic pinhole pupils. She looked tired, though, and was shocked to see how much she'd aged. There were more lines around her eyes and mouth. There was also a sadness, a haunting despair, which she had desperately tried to keep at bay with this new, expensive hospital, the best doctors she could find, and brittle hope. For a moment, she forgot about what she was going to do and thought only about what was soon to happen. The heartbreak was a physical force that made her double over, clutching the sink. After a few seconds, she stood. Nothing had changed. Cherry was back today. Laura had checked, and flights from Mexico usually arrived at Heathrow early in the morning. She looked at her watch. Maybe she'd be back in her flat in Tooting by now. A lump formed in her throat as she held her phone. But she swallowed hard. She had to get this right. Any mother would do the same. She reminded herself again and again, a mantra to get her through it. She dialed the number carefully. She went cold, then clammy, in alternate waves, buffeted around by her agony. Her life was soon to end, the life that had meaning. Holding the phone with two hands to stop them shaking, she waited for the rings in her ear to be terminated. Chapter 1. 9 months earlier, Saturday the 7th of June. Laura had a good feeling about today. A delicious start-of-the-holidays sensation had embraced her the minute she opened her eyes. She was up and dressed before it was even 7:30 on an already hot Saturday in June. Walking along the landing to Daniel's bedroom, she listened out for sounds of him stirring. But the room, that they kept clean and welcoming while he was at medical school, was silent. He was still asleep. Hardly surprising, seeing as he'd come home long after she'd gone to bed the last couple of nights. Daniel had been home from university for 2 whole days now, but she'd not seen him yet. Work was at a pressure point, and she left early in the mornings, and he was out when she came home, catching up with old friends, no doubt. She was envious of those conversations, hungry for information. She wanted to hear everything, soak it all up, enjoy the excitement she felt for him just starting out in his professional life, and relish the summer with him before he went off to do his foundation program. Today was their day. No last-minute urgent changes to the drama series she was producing for ITV that kept her in an edit suite until 9 o'clock at night. No meetings, just a day together, mother and son. She opened the door a crack, the smile ready on her face. The room was flooded with sunlight, the curtains wide, and the bed made. She stopped there for a moment, confused, then realized he must have gone down to make breakfast. Glad that he was already up and about like her, she hurried excitedly down the stairs of her Kensington house and burst into the kitchen. It was empty. She looked around, a little lost,